This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 15 April in the year of our Lord, 2024. The 159th anniversary of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. And what we're seeing in Lower Manhattan today is the political assassination of the leader of the MAGA movement, the leader of the America First movement, one of the greatest presidents this country's ever seen. Only General Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump, the three greatest presidents this country's ever had. David Zier joins me in Lower Manhattan. David, you've covered, obviously, Manhattan, New York City, the greater New York region for years. We've crossed a Rubicon. It can't get any more serious than this, and what they're trying to do. This lawfare, it's the reason, and Mike Davis was so helpful, the reason we took all of this Saturday show, and I got to tell the audience, I don't think I've gotten as much terrific feedback from audience members and other professionals I know that watch our show on the Saturday show about the coup d'etat. And I think we laid out and set the predicate very clearly for what's happening here with President Trump. They tried to stop him in his first term. They stole his second term from him. And they thought in that process of beating him down, he would never come back. Trump has arisen, come back, and now it dominates all the polls and will win the presidency in November unless they steal it from him. Knowing that we got the hairy eyeball on that, they have to use lawfare to try to bankrupt and imprison him and to basically smear him in front of the American people. That's what this is about, quite simple. And this, trust me, there are 9,000 stories in the world I would love to work on every day and present to you and bring the great people on we bring on than this. But unfortunately, this is our task and purpose. We have to break this lawfare. And where we're going to break it is in Lower Manhattan. David Zier, set the table for me, brother.
Well, there's tons of media here, a lot of media, more than I've ever seen, actually. But this is the real story here. New York City is the new DNC headquarters, the court system. It's unbelievable what they're doing. I want to know, how are all these prosecutors millionaires? Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, worth tens of millions in some cases here. But this is what's going on, Steve. The city is cutting services, felony and misdemeanor assaults, robberies, hate crimes, all up in New York City while they're focusing on stuff like this. They're proposing 15% service cuts across the board in Manhattan for the 170,000 illegals here. And what's going on is there are crimes being committed with impunity. Brazen daytime robberies of Nike shoes, an armed robbery the other day in Manhattan. This girl was punched in Grand Central Station. The guy went to jail. He got out again. He punched another young girl in front of his mother. 68-year-old women being thrown down church stairs at the Greek Orthodox Church, robbed of $300, and the guy fled in his car. He was 16 years old with many, many arrests behind him. People being pushed in front of trains. Women in the TikTok game being knocked out on the street. Men having beer bottles smashed in their face in Columbus Circle in the Upper West Side. You know, these are beautiful areas, or were at least. And what's going on is Biden flew in 33,000 illegals here. Only 24% or so of the illegals came up on buses from Texas. They're destroying the city. They're taking away services. Cops are retiring at epic levels. Crimes are being committed with impunity. Two-thirds of the kids live in the Bronx below the poverty line. So what is Chuck Schumer and what are all these people engaging in lawfare against Trump? You know, in Russia, they give you polonium-210 in your soup. And over here, you know, they put you in jail. So, you know, I think it's obvious. People are frustrated. There's guys from Chicago here that are friends of Pastor David Lowry of Ben's great coverage out there, you know, saying there's a sea change. change coming in the black vote, in the Hispanic vote, in the inner city community. But the other things in New York City are being ignored. And last year, as of April of 2023, Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of the felonies to misdemeanors. And here they're taking misdemeanor and making it 34 felonies against Trump.
I want to go, your beloved New York, I want to go back one more time about how this has become a third world hellhole under the regime of Adams and Bragg and Letitia James. This is what they turned it into. New York City is the greatest city in the world. It's the world capital for finance, media, much of the arts. And right now, you're not safe anywhere. You're not safe in Midtown. You're not safe in the Upper East Side, Upper West Side. You're not safe downtown. In Tribeca or Soho, Lower East Side, it's unsafe. The borough's the same way. The whole place is totally spun out of control, and part of that out of control is planned. They know exactly what they're doing. This is not because of just they are incompetent. There's no doubt about that. But there's a plan about this. This is what Soros wanted when he backed people like Alvin Bragg. This is exactly what Soros wanted. He wanted this anarchy and chaos. He wants to break the middle class. They want to break the good householder. They want to break the person that gets on that subway every day and schleps into New York, in an hour or so commute. They want to break you. They want to break traditional American society. And New York City is the tip of the spear. And here we're seeing, and this is all about, Zier, this is all about rolling out Stormy Daniels for a week of testimony. You know, Miss December, the Playboy playmate for a week of testimony, the Billy Bush people for testimony. You know, they could care. They don't want to put Cohen up because they realize Cohen's already perjured himself, admitted to perjury in federal court. They want to get Cohen in and out of there because that talks to the commercial side of this whole thing, which is not relevant. What they want to do is destroy President Trump's reputation. That's what we've crossed the Rubicon. We didn't want to do this. They want to do it. So if they want to do it, then, hey, guess what? We'll fight fire with fire, right? You got some pretty tough hombres on our side, and we're not going to back down one inch on this. You're going to go after President Trump. I'm telling you right now, we're going on offense. We're going on offense, and we're going to expose the Biden family for the pack of feral dogs that they are. They ask for it, and they're going to get it. David Zier, your thoughts about Manhattan and New York City as the new 21st century hellhole?
Well, this is Cloward Piven combined with sloth, bureaucratic march towards progressive Marxist, paramilitary, technocratic, left-wing state for New York. And that's what New York has become. But the streets in New York City, Steve, are not the hustle and bustle as they were. Third Avenue at 10 o'clock in the morning, Curtis Sliwa, who's a colorful guy, has footage of Third Avenue at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's hardly any cars. It is not the same. Now they want congestion pricing here. It costs $15 extra for the hardworking people of Long Island, the outer boroughs, and New Jersey to get into Manhattan. They are destroying themselves. And this now is only for the elite, and it's only for the poor, right? And the middle class has to make $200,000 and $300,000 a year, while areas like FIDI, the financial district down here, are riddled with crime. The concessions in the path, in the New Jersey path leading out from the Trade Center and stuff, they want to get out of their leases because daylight robberies, they walk right up to the cash register and they take the money out of it right in front of the employees. And the MTA won't let them out of the lease. So we've become like a top-heavy municipal teachers union, MTA, run type society here where government income is double or 2.5 times what the private sector is when you weigh in the benefits. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. And then throw into it the ultra left-wing people in New York who step over the bodies on the way to Starbucks. And I know I say that a lot, but it's just the truth. People live in a bubble down here in Soho. My daughter lives in Soho. My son lives in the Upper West Side. And those areas are relatively safe, But you can't go on the subway at 10:30 at night. My daughter flew in from South Carolina. She goes to USC. She wanted to take a subway out from Manhattan to JFK at 4 a.m. And I'm like, over my dead body. I had to get her a car service. People can't operate freely. They pretend it's safe, but it's not. And I think they're fudging the murder numbers, which are down about 11, 12, 15% in New York City. But again, robberies, misdemeanor assaults, felony assaults, grand theft auto, other categories of crime, and are up about 20-year highs, 23-year highs. But if you go to parts of northern Queens, Grand Theft Auto with parts of northern Queens was up 45%. It was up like 37% in the Bronx. Subway crime in the Bronx, transit crime was up like 85% year to year. And citywide, I think transit crime's up about 15%. And Kathy Hochul and the communist answer is to put the National Guard on the subway instead of letting the police do their job.
David, talk to me about this questionnaire. How President Trump, because 80% of the 75 to 80% is going to be getting at least some jury members up there to keep an open mind. How is that going to happen? Mike Davis has already talked about how prejudice, they want to know everything that they know about Trump, but they're not asking anything about Biden or these Marxist leftists. How is President Trump? We know that below the surface, there are a lot of people in New York that support President Trump, but they're afraid to say it. These people also realize they're going to be in a jury that's going to be tightly scrutinized, right? How is President Trump going to get one or two jurors that can keep an open mind?
I don't know. There's, 12 jurors and six alternates. You would hope that one or two would object to what's going on in the end and have a mistrial, right? I think even a conviction for Trump will propel him forward. I'm waiting for him to get up and do an Al Pacino-style speech, you know, everyone's out of order here, and let him take him away in cuffs and then, you know, see his numbers go through the roof. I don't want to make this into a total political commentary, but we're fed up in New York, and anybody who has a small business can't survive. Anybody who is actually out there working every day for a living feels the pressures of the inflation. They don't feel safe. The New York Democrats are going after all of these things and persecuting political opposition instead of taking care of the quality of life problems. And this was the city that never sleeps and was the greatest city in the world. I don't know if that's the case anymore.
It definitely have the energy. Anybody can tell you. I love New York. I've lived in and out of New York for years and years and years. I actually had a place right across from the New York Stock Exchange for many years in one of the bank buildings or the old Cravath building. They turned into condos or apartments. I lived there. I love New York City. Lived across from the from Bryant Park. But I got to tell you, the energy's gone. The energy is gone. It's not what it used to be. And it's because of these Marxists. David, real quickly, I got to bounce, but real quickly, I want your thoughts on this situation with Israel. There's something very, very suspect of what the Biden regime did. This is the most telegraphed hit in the world by the Persians. I don't trust anything about what Biden's doing to try to force a ceasefire. Hey, the Netanyahu government, to me, has got to finish what they started, and they got to finish it quickly. Your thoughts, sir?
This is a continuation of the Valerie Jarrett pro-Iranian Obama administration. The attacks on the West, Colonel Higgins, Jim Buckley, CIA station chief, our Marines getting killed in Lebanon, our embassies being blown up twice by Hezbollah, Iranian-backed, Iranian Republican, guard trained troops in the Baqa Valley in Syria, attacking Western targets, Khobar towers, and the Biden administration has given them a license to do it.
David Zier, social media, Real America's Voice can be with us the entire time. Harry and the team down there doing an amazing job. Where do they get you, David?
At Dave Zier on Twitter and at David Zier and everything else except Instagram, David W. Zier on Insta.
Real America's Voice, want to give a hat tip to David, thank you so much. Want to give a hat tip to both Rob and Parker Sig, who are just doing an incredible job. Our coverage in Lower Manhattan. We're going to come back. We got Laura Loomer. I think she's got Sarah Hernandez, the great independent journalist. There's a lot of citizen journalists down there. Those folks have to be there because the gag order on President Trump is trying to restrict his constitutional rights. Who knows if what Fox is going to report, if Fox is even going to put their shoulder to the wheel here. But the truth about this trial has to come out because this is lawfare. This is trying to take out a leading presidential candidate. President Trump coming back for his third victory, his second term, and they're trying to stop it in Lower Manhattan in a state court. Okay, they can't get him. And as they said on Morning Joe, this is the only one they're going to get to trial. So all the chips are on the table in the middle of the table here, and we will have a wall-to-wall coverage. Gold bounced around another all-time high today. Why is that? That's what we did coup d'etat Saturday about President Kennedy, President Nixon, President Trump, to show you the turbulence that this country's in. That turbulence is not going to end anytime soon, even with a restoration of President Trump to power in January 2025. You need to understand what a hedge is and how gold hedges against times of turbulence. Birchgold.com/Bannon. You get it when you talk to Philip Patrick of the team. Do it and do it today. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. Make sure you get your Warpath coffee, warpath.coffee/war room to get your discount. You're going to need to be jacked up every day recovering this trial, and looks like it's going to take a couple of months at least. Let's go to Laura Loomer in Laurel, Manhattan. She's got the great Savannah Hernandez with her with two huge stories. The political assassination of Donald Trump using lawfare in Laurel, Manhattan, and of course, the invasion of the greatest city in the world, New York City, by illegal alien invaders. Laura Loomer, take it away, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm here with the intrepid Savannah Hernandez, who is a journalist with TPUSA. It's great to see you. Why did you come out today, Savannah?
Thanks for having me, Laura. And, you know, I really wanted to come cover the many, many trials of Donald Trump and tribulations, right? Because he really does represent the American people. I wanted to be here today not only to highlight supporters like yourselves and other great journalists that are here in support of President Trump, but also the insanity, right? I mean, what I've seen so far is that the left wing really isn't out in numbers like they were last year. It seems like they're onto bigger and better things. And, you know, I was actually talking with Brian of RSBN about how it seems like they've moved on to the Palestine protests, that the media has told them to move on from Donald Trump, and there's other things to focus in on. And so, you know, it's important that media like us are here to highlight that their outrage is fake. That's what I'm here to do today, is kind of highlight that the media is all here focusing in on the trial of Donald Trump, when this city is overrun with illegal immigrants, when the economy is absolutely imploding, and this is what the media is here focused in on. It's a joke.
And all the action is over here where we are right now, and there's about 500 reporters, no exaggeration, and yet they like to close themselves off like elitists, Steve, and so they're looking over here, turning behind, like, oh, wow, I wish I was out there with all the citizen journalists. And so it's interesting to see. You know, they don't want Donald Trump back in the White House because he's a man of law and order. He's going to restore law and order. He's going to close the border. And one of the things that you're here in New York covering along with the trial is the invasion. Tell us about some of your reporting and what you've seen here, where illegal aliens are being released from jail, and yet the President of the United States is being gagged in a courtroom.
Absolutely. So I just got here, so I haven't uncovered anything quite yet. But, I mean, if we take a peek at the numbers, what? New York has seen 175,000 illegal immigrants come over here. We have 7.2 illegal aliens that have crossed the border per Customs and Border Patrol. But
we know of.
We all know that the number is way higher. You know, recent statistics have said that more illegal immigrants than the amount of 36 states have crossed into our country, and they're given more rights and freedoms than American citizens. It's an absolute joke. So, you know, we talk about so many times how 2024 really is the make it or break it election for the United States of America. So, you know, it's important for journalists like ourselves to be on the ground to highlight these things, because this is the most important thing that we can do, is really show the American people what's actually going on and allow them to see for themselves how bad our country has deteriorated.
Absolutely. Steve,
Laura, hang on for one second. I want to ask Savannah where you got her. There's a huge Gaza pro-Gaza protest today on Wall Street. I know you may be covering, you got to be safe, but give me that. I want to talk to her about the outrage against Trump has now turned to the outrage against Israel and the United States of America. Develop that a little bit.
Yeah, well, as we just saw, Iran just launched an assault and attack on Israel. And you're seeing really an alarming rise of Jew hatred in America. And Savannah was touching on the fact that generally you see thousands of leftists in the street protesting, and they're very rabid. But today at 2 p.m., there's actually going to be a massive pro-Hamas rally down by Wall Street. And it's their walkout day across the nation. And so the pro-Palestine movement has ordered all of their supporters to walk out and have a strike on their employers and their schools and their jobs, and to take to the streets wherever they live. And that's going to be happening here. Of course, it's an intimidation tactic. You know, look, I'm Jewish myself, and I used to joke and say that New York was called Jew York, right? Because there's so many Jews here. We have people here with the Israeli flag, with the American flag. You can see standing in solidarity, a lot of Jews for Trump out here today. But I'm sure that the pro-Hamas rally is not going to be peaceful. This weekend, we saw images out of New York City with people wrapped in Palestinian flags and keffiyehs that were assaulting NYPD police officers. And that's what they want to do. They want to bring their violence to America. And just this weekend, underreported news, it was announced that the Biden administration is actually going to be giving work permits to Palestinian invaders, Steve.
One last thing is the combination of 175,000 illegal alien invaders coupled with this radical, as I call the pro-Palestinians, the most anti-American ever, is it made New York City even more dangerous?
Well, what do you think is more dangerous, Savannah, the 175,000 illegals that are roaming around the streets of New York, or the Palestinian pro-Hamas jihadis that are going to be taken to the streets, many of whom are, unfortunately, U.S. citizens?
You know, I think it's a dangerous combination of the two, because we know that a lot of these illegal immigrants are coming from Middle Eastern countries, can be weaponized against the American citizens. And again, like I want to highlight, is this is really just manufactured outrage in regards to the people on the ground here that are Americans. The media tells them what to be mad about. That's what they go and scream about. You know, Donald Trump's trial last year, it was absolutely insane. This year, they don't have the energy because now it's all about pro-Palestine. So.
Yeah, and as we know, Donald Trump is the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president we've ever had. And I'll say it now to your entire audience. I stand with Israel. I'm proud to be a Zionist. I'm proud to be a supporter of Israel. And we need to stand with the Jewish people. We need to stand with the nation of Israel as they are facing these attacks from hostile Muslim nations, Steve. And I know you feel the same way. And just this last weekend, President Trump said that any Jewish person who votes Democrat needs to have their head examined. And we need to start going after the progressive leftist Jews in this country that are aligning with Islamic organizations to spread anti-Semitism, to work against Donald Trump, to work against policies that are going to make America great again, to work against our country to make America safe again. And we need to start calling out these leftist Jews. And that's what I'm going to be doing as a conservative Jew, as a proud Jewish supporter of President Trump.
Laura, what's your social media? You're putting great content up. Savannah's up. Can I get your social media that people can go to right now and Savannah's?
Yeah, where's your social media? Where do people follow you?
Go follow me on Twitter, Sav Says, or YouTube, and then, of course, TurningPointUSA.com, where we're doing a lot of good work just trying to rally people, you know, ahead of the 2024 election especially.
And you can follow me on Twitter, True Social, Gab, and Getter at Laura Loomer, and on Rumble as well, rumble.com/Laura Loomer.
Laura, you be safe today. Savannah, be safe, particularly if you go to the Gaza protest on Wall Street at 2 o'clock. Be safe down there. There's always a lot of bad hombres, so be safe. Incredible.
We will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Two young women with courage and guts, because trust me, the streets of New York, and particularly when you're down there as a pro-Trump supporter and pro-Trump independent journalist, pro-Trump citizen journalist, as Andrew Breitbart always envisioned, it's quite dangerous. They got a lot of bad actors down there. And this afternoon at 2 o'clock, they're going to have even more bad actors, because that courthouse is only a couple of streets away, a couple of blocks away, I should say, from this big pro-Hamas, and that's what it is, a pro-Hamas rally. Down on Wall Street. Do I have Mike Davis up? Yes. Mike Davis, your assessment of this gag order, what we need to do as a unit. We're there to make sure that if President Trump's gagged, we ain't gagged. What are we going to do about it, sir?
This gag order is illegal. It's unconstitutional. These Democrat judges started to do this with Trump supporters, with Roger Stone gag orders are supposed to protect criminal defendants because the criminal defendants' due process and right to a fair and public and speedy trial trumps the First Amendment rights in a limited circumstance. And so you impose gag orders to protect the criminal defendant's rights during a criminal trial. You don't put a gag order on a criminal defendant to gag him during a criminal trial, especially when that criminal defendant is a presidential candidate, right? This is unacceptable what these prosecutors and judges, these Democrat prosecutors and judges have done here by putting these gag orders, these illegal, unconstitutional gag orders on a criminal defendant. If there's anyone on the planet who needs the constitutional right to speak out against the judge, the prosecutor, the staff, the witnesses, their potential biases, the process, it is a criminal defendant going through the criminal process. And again, to these Democrat prosecutors and judges, there is no way in hell you're going to gag us at the Article 3 Project. We are going to speak out daily about Matthew Colangelo, this senior Biden Justice Department political appointee who got deployed to Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office to resurrect this zombie case, this bogus case against President Trump that the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself declined to prosecute. We're going to speak out every day about this Democrat Manhattan judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to President Biden versus Trump in 2020, along with another anti-Trump cause. This is the same judge whose adult daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a leading Democrat fundraiser and consultant, including for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff. She is profiting off of this case. She's raised over $100 million over this unprecedented criminal trial of President Trump, over which her father is presiding. He must recuse from this case, according to a former Clinton federal judge here in the Southern District of New York. He has refused to do that. This is part of the Democrats' lawfare and election interference because they fear they can't beat Trump on November 5th, 2024. So they just want to take him off the ballot. They want to throw him in prison for life. They want to bankrupt him. This is Democrat lawfare and election interference.
One more time, social media, where they get to you, where they get to Article 3.
Article3Project.org, Article3Project.org, at Article3Project, at Article3Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. My personal is at MRDDMIA. And I'll tell you this, there's no way in hell these judges are going to gag us.
No way. Mike Davis, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing this afternoon. Mike Davis. We're the tip of the spear. We got Loomer and Davis. The war room is going to punch through the wall of noise. A short commercial break. Trying to get Jack Vasilovich on the other side. Be back in a moment. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset, that would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
News. Police in America, the FBI, have opened a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse. This happened, of course, back in March, March the 26th. The Washington Post is reporting that the FBI are going to now open a criminal probe into what happened there when that tanker crashed into that bridge.
Poso, when you and I and Lara Logan joined us, we're going through this on the day and the day after, a couple of days after that, of this bridge collapse. Of course, the mainstream media was, oh, these are the conspiracy theory wing nuts, et cetera. Obviously, something's not right here, and you know that as both an intelligence officer and a naval officer, Jack Posobiec.
Look, Steve, you remember that morning I drove down there to the scene. I've been there a couple times since checking it out, brought my boys there last week. And, you know, this is about 30 minutes from where we're at. And so this is, you know, this hits close to home. And we remember looking at this saying that we, number one, how could this happen? Number two, why are we not getting information? Steve, we still don't know the names of the harbor pilot that was put on this thing. We still don't know the basic details of who was on that ship and what was happening. And then what was the first thing that came out? That the ship had been having strange malfunctions while it was still on the pier. So it was having these types of strange malfunctions. Were those reported? Were those reported back to the home office? Were those reported back to Maersk or whoever else was involved in the ship's operation? And if so, why was the ship allowed to be put at sea with all these notifications? That's why there needs to be an investigation into this, whether or not it was criminal negligence or criminal intent. That's what needs to come down on this, Steve. Criminal negligence or criminal intent. That's what we're looking at. And of course, if there were some kind of strange electrical malfunctions, we absolutely need to know, was that done haphazardly? Was there a trend of this? Or did this something that randomly occur that seemed to be happening from an external actor? All of these things need to be investigated. And the fact of the matter is that the mainstream media decided that their response would be to attack us, attack people like Human Events, attack the War Room posse, attack us all and say that we're crazy conspiracy theorists. Now the FBI has opened up a criminal investigation. And don't forget the mayor. Remember, we called him Mayor DEI because didn't earn it. And Mayor DEI goes on Joy Reid and he says it's all racism and white people and white rage. And that's what caused this to come down. And I put up the tweet. I said, well, at least your children will know that you fought racism. At least your children will know you fought racism. Like Pete Buttigieg, who says that the main thing that our infrastructure system needs to be focused on is racism and racial equality. I say, no, what your infrastructure needs to be set on is making sure that you're protected from cyber attacks from the Chinese Communist Party, from the Russians, Iranians, and anyone else that would be interested in doing one of these things. And number two is making sure that you actually have the best people in there doing the job, because of your DEI policies saying that we have to have racial equity and equality, everyone else. Yeah, that's how you turned our entire transportation infrastructure in this country into an absolute joke. That's why we're becoming a third world country.
Now, by the way, so, you know, weeks and weeks after, we don't know who the pilot was, because all these ships have to take pilots going in and out of harbor. We don't know.
How do you not know that day one?
Instruction. We don't know. We don't know the pilot's name. We don't know the pilot under instruction. We also don't know who was at the helm. We don't know what the engine order telegraph and the helm order were given, because obviously when you look at all the data and you look at the video, you can say what you want. I've been on enough decks of ships. That ship turned into the direction of that buttress. It just did. You can see that when it's a couple of hundred yards out, instead of trying to drift through the ground, it turns starboard. The only order anybody could have given is hard port. Even the mainstream media said this. Drop the anchor, put the wheel hard left. For whatever reason, they say the anchor was dropped. I want to see exactly when it was dropped, because it didn't look like it slowed it down at all, took any way off the ship. And it's obvious by all the tracking, all the data in the filmed in the video, the ship came right. The ship came right into that buttress. The media should be all over this. This should be a massive story. And the FBI, Steve, now is going to have a criminal investigation. We need everything from the external to the internal. But as I said from the first time this happened, something is not right about this situation in Baltimore. Jack Posobiec.
Let me tell you something right now, Steve. This investigation is being opened because of the War Room posse. This investigation is being opened because people didn't let it go. They wanted this to be quiet. They wanted to make it go away. Just like Macron, remember, let the Notre Dame investigation go completely away and say, oh, it's just an accident. Somebody was smoking a cigarette. Oops. Sorry. Don't worry about that. That's the today's the 5-year anniversary of Notre Dame, by the way. That's why
5-year anniversary. Yes.
5-year anniversary today.
5 years.
Today of the day that the day that shall live in infamy because we saw the West burning before our very eyes, our traditions, our values, and our civilization literally set on fire. And here in the United States, the War Room Posse, which you don't have the War Room Posse in France. Maybe they're going to get one. We'll see. But you wouldn't let this go. You wouldn't let this go, and you kept calling, and you kept demanding answers from the Senate. You kept demanding answers from the House. You kept demanding answers from the oversight committees, and now that has forced them to have to open an investigation into this. Six people died, by the way. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I've said this publicly yet, but the last time we went down there, Steve, I think the posse will appreciate this because there is a human element. This is a crime scene. It's also, it's potentially a murder scene, right? It's potentially a murder scene because you certainly have six homicides here. And the last time that I went down there with my boys, the families of the workers had set up a shrine, but a memorial. They set up a memorial to the six workers, to the six men who had been up there. The men who were told tried to get cars off, who tried to stop cars from going onto this bridge because they did get the alert out at one point. And you could see the memorial. And we actually went on a Sunday afternoon, and we saw members of the families showing up, dressed in their Sunday best, going out there and paying respects. Children, wives, widows, people going out and paying respects to the six men who died on this thing. So let's not lose sight of the fact that people were killed here. This is an outrage. It's an absolute disgrace. Our country is turning into a third world country before our very eyes, and the government just keeps lying about it and tells us that everything's fine, that we shouldn't ask questions. No, we're going to ask questions about the bridge. We're going to ask questions about Notre Dame. We're not going to let up the pressure because we're sick and tired of it. We're sick and tired of the lies. We're sick and tired of watching Donald Trump getting put on trial for absolute nonsense, yeah. And we're not letting it go anymore.
Yeah. There's no gag order on Human Events Daily, on Charlie Never. Kirk, Jack Posobiec, Real America's Voice, John Solomon, Tara Dahl, the team, John Fredericks, and particularly the War Room. You ain't gagging us. Mike Davis, Laura Loomer, hey, we're all in 1,000% on this. Before I let you go, something else that doesn't make sense, Jack. The most telegraphed assault in modern warfare, I'm not buying that. And the Israeli war cabinet has historically been able to make decisions, bang, 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 let's roll. It's now 2 days or 3 days they're working through this. There's something not right with what we saw over the weekend. Help it make sense. Make it make sense to me, Jack Posobiec.
Well, Steve, referring to Iran's response in their initial attack on Israel, the first time they've ever done this, what you're seeing is an Iranian regime that knows that they need to respond in some way, because Israel just schwacked a bunch of IRGC guys in an Iranian consulate, okay? And so attacking somebody in a consulate that crosses major red lines in the Middle East and anywhere in the world because you're attacking a consulate. We are the only, by the way, it's the United States is the only country that doesn't respond when you kill one of our ambassadors in a consulate in Benghazi. We are the only country that doesn't care about this. In the rest of the world, in serious countries like in the Middle East, if you come after somebody in a consulate, you are going to get a response. That's considered a direct attack on your sovereign soil. It was the United States that never responded to Benghazi. Put that aside. This attack was given 72-hour notice. It was targeted in such a way that the Iron Dome made short work of these. These are those same drone swarms that I've been talking about that you see over Ukraine every day. The thing is, Ukraine doesn't have Iron Dome. The Ukraine doesn't have these deep systems like we see in Israel. And so that's why on the front lines of Ukraine, these same types of drones, they call them Shahads in Iran. The Russians call them Gerons, but they're essentially a one-to-one copy. And the Chinese have been involved in backfilling a lot of this as well. That You know, they aren't going to make short work of them. The U.S. military is there in case any of the ballistic go up or any hot ones go off. No, Steve, I think what this was face saving on the side of the Iranian regime, because the Iranians know that if they go to full war with Israel, that the United States will get involved, that Israel is willing to go hot, and Israel was willing to imply the Samson option and go nuclear. We know the Israelis have a couple of them sitting on the shelf there, and they don't want that because that's going to cause their regime to fall and, of course, will cause World War III. So essentially, you've got two scenarios playing out. One scenario is that we go back to the proxy war. Scenario two is, depending on now how Israel and related groups respond, whether or not we go into a World War III scenario. And of course, with America being as weak as it is right now, with America being on such a decline, as we've just been talking about in this segment, that the real question is, if America were called to go into one of those situations, how would America perform in a war? Now, by the way, I'm not calling for a Middle Eastern war in any way. I'm completely opposed with any kind of war with Iran. But there's a real question here on how America would actually perform in such a war, because we are not the country we were 20 years ago.
No, no doubt. Jack, how they get to Human Events Daily, all your content. Charlie Kirk follows us. You're next after that. It's a massive day for news and for what's going on in this country. Also, the 159th anniversary of the assassination of President Lincoln and the 5th anniversary of the burning of Notre Dame in Paris. Where do folks go, Jack?
Of course, Human Events Daily, we're going to be up. We're going to have all the updates there live at the trial in New York City. We're also going to be talking about this horrific stabbing of an Orthodox bishop in Sydney, Australia. We're going to have news directly from sources on the scene, as well as updates as to how the Christian community is actually fighting back, and they're not taking it sitting down anymore.
The Christian community is under assault globally, if no one's noticed. This thing in Australia is just the latest example.
Christians, Jack, wake up.
Thanks for being on
wake
the case, brother.
Up. You are under attack. You need to wake up.
Amen. Jack Posobiec, honored to have you on here, brother. Thanks for taking time away. Told you something was not right in the thing in Baltimore, the situation of the ship. This is why you need relentless pressure. This is why this Thursday, and you still have time to sign up, but we're jammed. We're getting jammed, so we're going to have to make some decisions here. But go to warroom.org. Grace and Mo are running it. We have a gladiator school. Force Multiplier is coming to Las Vegas to the Ahern Hotel. Here's what you get. You get 4 hours live of War Room, the morning show and the afternoon show. And in between, we're going to have 5-6 hours of intense study to talk to you about how to weaponize oneself in the information war that is before us. You see what's happening in Lower Manhattan. We need everybody to the ramparts. So we're going to have a great slate of speakers and workshops, and we're going to talk all about that. Hopefully have time to put that out this afternoon, tomorrow. But make sure you go to warroom.org. Sign up for our newsletter. The new newsletter is absolutely incredible. We call it the Command Post, the Daily Post from the Command Center. It is incredible, but you get to sign up. Go over there now, and you can sign up totally free, as is all the content at the War Room, totally free. And the reason it's free is our sponsors. Want to thank Home Title Lock particularly. These people are protecting your home title from either cyber, artificial intelligence, or, hey, just a bad neighbor, a relative, maybe a lawyer, somebody that knows your business, takes your title and takes a second mortgage out on it that you have to pay. It will financially cripple you. HomeTitleLock.com. Go there today. Immerse yourself. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Your home title's one aspect. Something else is your medicine. With all the cyber attacks, with what's happening with the CCP, with now that we showed you the chart from Axios the other day, 233 medicines, drugs, or you can't even get a hold of. If you talk to people now, these drugstores about even basic antibiotics, we'll get back to you in 3 or 4 days. You can't have that in your life, particularly when you have to man the ramparts. And this week we got stuff in the House. I mean, it's so slammed. We focus on President Trump and the situation in Manhattan today. We'll be covering that nonstop, but we got so much else. We turn back to the House this afternoon because you got the FISA vote. You're going to have this Ukraine situation, so you got to man the ramparts. Make sure you go to JaceMedical.com. Do not immerse yourself over there. Talk to Dr. Sean Rowland and the team. Don't let either cyber attacks and or the CCP get in the way of you and your medicine. You can't do that right now. So make sure you go to JaceMedical.com and check it out. Chris Hoare, I asked you to come on today and figure out some stuff over the satellite phone store for satellite phones, given the attacks in Israel. I still can't figure this thing out, what the response is going to be. People, this is why we need Trump back, because, man, we are slipping quickly to engagement in a kinetic war. And when the balloon goes up, it's going to be quite ugly. What do you got for us, sir?
Well, Steve, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much going on around the world, so much turbulence. And we've had a very busy weekend. I'm sure you can believe that because of what's been going on in the Middle East. But it's about being prepared. I mean, these attacks right now are in the Middle East. We've seen attacks in Russia, and we're going to see attacks, you know, on the mainland here at some point. I think that's pretty clear. So what you want to do is make sure you're prepared and make sure you can help yourself and your family. And one way to do that, Steve, is with a satellite phone. Satellite phones do not rely on cell towers on the ground. They talk directly to the satellites in the sky. And that means if the power grid goes down or cell towers go down, you are still going to be able to communicate with your friends and family and colleagues, and you're going to be able to reach out for help if you have an emergency situation. We have the Iridium 9555 free with activation today. That's a $1,500 savings, Steve, and you get 100 minutes a month with that. And you can call any other phone or receive a call from any other phone anywhere on earth. And the same with text messages. So you are never going to be interrupted with your communications. Your cell phone might be down, but your satellite phone is going to give you that life-saving connection. The 100 minutes a month you get for around $90, those roll over. So you can use, if you don't use them for a few months, they're still going to be there for you. And we can even provide a U.S. phone number for your friends and family and colleagues to dial to make it easy for them to connect to your sat phone. But if you go to sat123.com, that's sat123.com, you can see all the offers and specials we have right there, including the free sat phone with activation, or you can call us at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. But Steve, we've been through this before with Ukraine when that war started. The satellite phones tend to run out, and then there won't be any more till next year. We ran out back when Russia invaded Ukraine, and I think we're going to see the same situation here. And once these phones run out, they don't make any more till next year. So you've got to be prepared in advance. So now's the time to make sure that you have the communications you need should the worst case scenario happen, or should there be attacks on the power grid or on the cell phone service networks.
Where do people go one more time? The website and where do they call? Because you guys got great customer service, and I want to make sure everybody gets sorted on what they need here. So where do they go?
Absolutely. Yeah, they go to sat123.com. That's sat123.com. Or they can call us at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. On our website, Steve, we have lots of videos and how-to guides and to show you how to use the equipment or what kind of various types of equipment we have. Or our sales team will be more than happy to discuss the, you know, your needs with you and make sure you get the best plan.
When we do this, Chris does this for us. Our audience always sells out quickly, so make sure you get to it today. Chris Hoare, thank you for doing this. Thank you for working over the weekend to come up with this special. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
That's the great thing about our sponsors. We reach out to them and say, hey, we think the posse needs to hear this, and they're turning on a dime. They work weekends. All of these guys do. That's what we're so proud of our sponsors. Mike Lindell, you're with us on Thursday. I'll probably spend more time on it today, but I got to ask you, you have fought. We've now seen the part of the catastrophic consequences of stolen elections. President Trump, the greatest president of the 20th and 21st century, the greatest president since Lincoln, and in the same level of General Washington and Lincoln, is now in a kangaroo court in Lower Manhattan being persecuted, not prosecuted, being persecuted. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, this is what I've been telling everybody. We've got to secure our election platforms. Everything comes from stolen elections. This is all a manifestation of that. The one thing is, I think it's waking up the people in this country from both sides. When I talk about all people, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, I think they're all pouring in to this common sense bucket. People are seeing through this charade and seeing through this, these horrific things that are going on in our country, and an attack of a great, great man and our greatest president of our lifetime, probably ever. And so I'm just encouraging everybody, you know, that get involved. And go to LindellPlan.com, you guys. You'll see all the hope that's going on. And these are things are huge distractions that want to keep us from the fight. And that's just like when they're attacking my pillow every day. It's trying to keep me out of the keep me from going state to state. Like right now, we'll be in four states in 3 days, Steve. Over the next 3 days, getting our election secure.
We keep my pillow around because of these great deals. We got about a minute. Give me a great deal today our audience can focus on.
Yeah, everybody, you guys get the biggest deal in the country, which is free shipping on your entire order at mypillow.com. Go down to the War Room Square. This is exclusive to the War Room promo code for the War Room Posse. Free shipping on your entire order. You still have some of those $9.50 sandals left. We've got the $25 MyPillow, where it all started. King or queen, doesn't matter. All those roll-and-go pillows, those multi-use pillows, two for $25. We got all these $25 sales on, but it's free shipping on your entire order for the War Room Posse. That's exclusive. The towels, six-piece sets, $25. The kitchen towels, all the colors are in now, $25. And the MyPillow 2.0, the lowest price in history. I'll buy one, get one free. You got to take advantage of that. But with the free shipping, everybody, go get yourself a brand new bed or a mattress topper. Take advantage of that free shipping. That's on me. It's on my employees that you've helped us, and we want to help you. Don't forget mystore.com, too, everybody. Promo code War Room.
Get these specials, mypillow.com, promo code War Room, mystore.com, promo code War Room, 800-873-1062. Mike, thank you so much. See you back here at 5 o'clock. Our coverage, Charlie Kirk is next. Poso after that. We are back here at 5 o'clock in the War Room. See you back. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. DoneWithDebt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer. And taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.